The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It is The Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Ryan Hwang. Time now for The Bigger Picture. Of course, in focus this morning is the coronavirus out of Wuhan. The latest death toll is at 132 as of 8 a.m. this morning, close to 6,000 confirmed cases. What's interesting to note is Hong Kong is sort of back in action, not quite back in action today because it's not business as usual. The traditional post-Chinese New Year ceremonial bell open is not going to happen. Banks have told their staff to stay home if there's non-essential travel needed to go to work. You know, they can work from home. We've got borders into China being closed off, I believe six of them, where the rail borders are concerned, with more initiatives set to kick in midnight of Thursday, Ryan.
Yeah, it is a bit of a more somber mood coming out of the Chinese New Year celebrations. So that is something that will be in the mind of investors, especially when you hear all the earnings coming out this time. A lot of questions around the impact of the coronavirus outbreak on the numbers in the coming quarters. The likes of Starbucks, we've heard that they've closed more than 2,000 of their Chinese locations. So that could have an impact. And we heard from Apple, they have said some of their channel operators, some of their retail stores have closed in China. So that could be a dent on sales, even though the holiday season was pretty good in terms of numbers in China. So that's something to keep an eye out for. And if you look at what's happening back home in Singapore, on the front page of the Business Times, you have a long list of companies with exposure to China. So Stratocorp was one of the top losers yesterday. They operate a couple of locations in terms of attractions there. Another big loser, Cecil Reed, CapitaLand. You've got Mapletree North Commercial Trust. So all these stocks will be closely watched in the days ahead to see how this develops.
The White House has also told airline executives that it's considering suspending flights to China to the U.S. All of this amid an escalating outbreak from the new coronavirus. But we got to get the bigger picture this morning, Ryan.
Yeah, let's get a bigger picture from our expert on the line. And he is Manpreet Gill, head of FICC Investment Strategy at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Morning, Manpreet. How's your morning going so far?
Hi, morning, Ryan. Well, a little better after markets were at least started rebounding once again.
Yeah, these days there has been so much to go through, especially in terms of headlines developing overnight. And there is that question that comes up again and again. What will be the impact of the virus outbreak on the markets? Manpreet, we saw a big sell-off yesterday, and now it seems like that has faded away. What's going on, Manpreet?
Well, we think there are two offsetting factors here, right? I mean, clearly the virus spread is something we need to follow closely, but if you rely sort of on the historical experience, and again, most analysis looks back at the most recent experience with SARS, what that historical experience tells us is that if this virus proceeds like similar outbreaks in the past, the impact should be limited to one quarter's economics and earnings data. And a lot of that, in the case of SARS, was actually almost fully reversed in the following quarter. So I guess if you look at it from a financial markets point of view, yes, you'd expect sort of significant impact. And clearly, some of the tightening measures, which could hurt consumer growth, have been much stronger this time around. But again, if this is just a one quarter impact on economic growth, then there's reason to maybe be not as pessimistic as the headlines might suggest. And all of this is sort of, you know, running against the strong sort of liquidity we're still seeing from central banks, particularly the Fed. So actually, you know, the Fed this week, we think, is for financial market about equally important.
And of course, this has really put a spotlight on what's happening in China, because a lot of operations, factories are in China, especially Wuhan. So you've heard the likes of Starbucks, Apple highlighting this as a potential impact and headwind in the days ahead. So with this in mind, this Chinese exposure to some of these stocks, how do you advise your clients right now to, you know, reallocate or position their portfolios?
Well, one of our advice, actually, since the start of the year, is that, you know, a lot of equity market positioning, whether it's China, whether it's in developed markets or across Asia, market exposure or market positioning has been very, very stretched. We've got a big tailwind from global central bank liquidity. So we actually like equities. We still think we'll get fully gains regardless of short-term positioning or indeed whether we get a one-quarter sort of hit to earnings and economic data. But we have been advising to, you know, potentially wait for a dip or buy on dips. And if anything, look, could coronavirus be the trigger or the excuse that markets take to correct a little bit? Very possible. There are many other possible candidates out there. But for us, it's more of a buy on dips approach and doing that within the construct of a well-diversified investment allocation that has not only equities, but also bonds, bonds, and again, if we get a pullback, gold's another asset we'd be looking to buy on dips back to 15-30.
Hey, Manpreet, let's dive into this equities space. You're overweight on a couple of markets, but what should you be avoiding right now? Are you looking to stay away from the likes of Hong Kong, from Chinese stocks, especially if the, you know, Hong Kong unrest still developing and all the problems with the coronavirus outbreak centering around China? What are you overweight on and avoiding?
Well, we're not really avoiding anything. I think the challenge is that, you know, there's always a lot of bad news out there when you start looking. But when you're in an environment of rising equity markets, that rising tide tends to lift all boats. So I think from an absolute return perspective, we'll focus on two things. I think one is to say, look, that equity exposure is important, but make sure, you know, it's well balanced with other asset classes. But second is, look, we still think the biggest source of outperformance, the biggest returns are likely to come from developed markets, particularly Europe and the US. Current events around the virus, if anything, make that case no doubt a little bit stronger. But, you know, we held that view regardless of, you know, what's happening on the virus front at the moment. If you look at economic data, you look at earnings growth, you know, in the US, the current earnings season, for example, that is pointing to a more optimistic outlook for 2020.
Let's talk about the earnings season, Manpreet. What I've been hearing from recent earnings releases has been quite an optimistic picture. What's your take on what we can expect in the coming earnings?
Well, I think the big one this week will be tech sector, because that's clearly been one big driver of the current market rally. But the focus for us is less so, you know, what is being reported, which is quarter four of last year, but more in terms of what guidance we're expecting in terms of full year 2020 earnings. Because consensus going into this earnings season in the US, for example, was already looking for a bit of a contraction in Q4 earnings. What the markets are focusing on and rallying on, in our view, is a return to about 10% growth, earnings growth for the S&P this year. So it's really about the 10%, the likelihood of achieving that, potential surprises on that is what we think investors will be focused on. And I think the tech sector particularly will be quite important. And whether the one quarter, whether, you know, the risk of a one quarter hit from what's happening on the virus front, you know, whether that could pose a big risk to that or not. That's really what I'd be focusing on.
Yeah, Manpreet, just to wrap things up, we've got a lot of things happening in Australia and the bushfires. You've got China a bit, you know, in the current state of flux with the uncertainty around the coronavirus outbreak. That has been weighing on the Australian dollar. So it's down by more than 1% in the past week. So what lies ahead for Australian dollar, especially when you consider, you know, think about how a lot of Singaporeans have investments there?
Well, on the Australian dollar, we're still looking for a range-bound outcome. So against the US dollar, for example, in the region, about 66 to just over 70 cents. And it comes to two factors. I mean, one is exactly what you described. You've had many domestic challenges. Bushfires, though, may end up being a positive purely from an economic front, because you could get, you know, fiscal spending as a response. But interest rates are likely to stay low. And the fact that, you know, virus concerns ultimately like to hit Chinese growth, which, you know, say the feed through commodities. So I think those are likely to keep a cap. The other factor is what the US dollar does. We are looking for the US dollar to turn lower, which should be a tailwind and help offset some of those impacts. But in the short term, with sort of a lot of these concerns out there, the dollar's actually been gaining recently. So to us, that leaves the Aussie dollar in a fairly narrow range, but we're not really looking for a big rebound in the dollar, in the Australian dollar.
Yeah, a bit of a safe haven buying in recent days behind the US dollar. So maybe it might get weaker in the days ahead. We've been chatting with Manpreet Gill. He's the head of FICC Investment Strategy at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Manpreet, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Ryan. Good speaking with you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.